The bear and dog continued on as I pulled my .45. When we made it to the base of the structure, I spotted a few corroded brass shells and picked one up. A 3-08. Personally, I'm glad he's not home. Henry examined the portal. As far as we know. Why does that single door worry me? He nodded. Because Artie is just the type to prepare a rude welcome for uninvited guests. He continued around the building as Dog and I followed. On the back side, there was some dead sage, tumbleweeds, and a few branches. The bear stooped and pushed the debris away, brushing his hand across the dry dirt, revealing the wood grain of a hidden cellar door. "You engines are tricky," he grunted and found the recessed handle, turned it, and started to pull. But what if he figured whoever was breaking in would come around here instead? He turned to look at me as I petted Dog. "You know, with a hand grenade or something. Just asking."
"Why must you make everything complicated?"
He pulled the door open, and needless to say, it didn't explode.
"Do you have your flashlight?"
Reaching into my pocket, I pulled out my mini maglite and handed it to him and watched as he shone the beam into the narrow tunnel that led under the building. "Certainly not a full basement." I crouched beside him. "After you." He shook his head and started down the rock steps that led through a channel way. I turned to Dog and issued a command. "Sit!" He did, and then looked at me questioningly. "Stay!" He studied me. "I mean it. Stay!" I followed after the bear and watched as he lifted the beam to another trapdoor, pushing on it, and climbed down a 4-rung ladder into a large room at the base. I followed Henry's beam and took in the crates of ammunition. "Hoo boy!" Henry shone the light toward the door, where a lethal-looking tactical shotgun was wedged into a chair, a length of twine tied to the trigger and running through eyelets, making for an explosive welcome for whoever opened the door. "Artie, you bad boy." The bear went over, disconnected the twine, and lifted the shotgun.
"Mossberg, I do not think Artie would mind if I appropriated it."
I moved over, through the latch, and pushed open the door. "Dog!" He entered, tongue lolling and tail wagging. With the light from the open door, you could see there was enough ammo to start a small war. "While it doesn't look as if Artie's hobbies have changed." Henry looked around. "He must have built this entire structure back by himself." I followed as the Cheyenne Nation moved toward the steps at the corner, which ended with another trapdoor, which he pushed open very slowly. Assured that it wasn't booby-trapped, he eased it the rest of the way open and poked his head up, looking around. "Nobody here but us chickens?" He didn't answer, but continued up the steps, taking the shotgun from his shoulder, and I wondered what could be up there that would leave Henry standing there, the Cheyenne Nation, speechless. Dog preceded me as we went. It was dark there, too, but Henry reached up and undid the clasp of a skylight, lowering the wooden cover and allowing a stark, rectangular ray to strike the rough-cut wooden planked floor. It was one room, with a counter that held reloading equipment, a sink that ran into a 5-gallon bucket, a large cooler, and a single cot. There were no amenities, and the only decoration was a large symbol on the wall, same as on the cover of the strange little book I'd picked up in Arden. I stared at the design of a circle with a line through it. End of the world. Stepping closer, I could see the brown paint that had been used was flaking from the wood. "Is that paint?" The bear examined the wall.
"No."
Leaning in, I could see that it was blood that covered something that had been embedded in the wood, which made the entire design, the size of a garbage can lid, ivory with flashes of silver blinking in the light. "Henry, are those teeth driven in by the roots?" The Cheyenne Nation took a breath and then slowly let it out, whispering, "Human." "So have you seen Artie Smallsong since we met him on Lonnie's porch that time when you put a knife to his throat?"
"No."
Sitting in the cramped, almost vertical bleachers of the lodge grass gymnasium, I had to lean into the bear's ear just to be heard. "As I recall, we put him in the tribal and then the Yellowstone County Jail years ago, but for the life of me, I can't remember seeing a photograph of him."
"Possibly not.
He was a traditionalist and felt that any photograph might steal part of his soul." "And what soul is that?" The game hadn't started, but the
The packed school was already reaching a fevered pitch. I occupied myself by looking through the throng for either Harley or his father, Digger, neither of whom it looked like had decided to attend.